One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
This is 4 Network.
Credo is the daft of the Football Daft podcast.
Is that a good story? Is that a good story?
I've got an encyclopedia brain.
He's got a day man nothing. Fuck's sake. What are you, a fucking hooligan?
This is Football Daft. Sponsored by Glasgow Private Hire. Make booking easier. Download our booking app now on App Store and Google Play.
You're a Rangers man. I'm a Hearts man.
With Ewan Cameron.
I work for Showtime and ESPN.
And...
Hey, that's happened to Stevenson!
Hello and welcome to the first ever Football Daft podcast with me, Ewan Cameron, and my co-host, Grado. Hello, Grado.
Happening.
2 months in the making. We're finally here. We're in our studio. It's looking fleek.
Aye, I like it. It's tidy, innit?
It's on fleek, isn't
it? It's a bit of buzz. Mm-hmm.
On fleek, what does that mean?
Fuck knows.
So before we go any further, right, with the show,
aye, okay,
got a great show.
Aye.
Got a great show. Just the other day, they were in the pub with some fans. We recorded some of their opinions on the season that's just gone. We've got Chris Commons, who's joining us in the studio for a wee chat about the season as well.
Sorry,
and about Celtic's success and winning 8 in a row. But before we do any of that, Grado, there's something I need to say to you. You're a Rangers man.
Aye.
Right? A couple of weeks ago, I gave you a little call. And I said to you, Grado, I've got 2 tickets for hospitality at Ibrox for the Old Firm game. Would you want to come along with me? And you said...
Aye.
Aye. And we went along to hospitality.
Right.
So at the very beginning of the day, when I met you in the car park, you said to me, let's go through the main door.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. But we went through the main door.
Aye.
And it was nice to be looked after by Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
By who? Natalie.
Natalie's
your pal. Mm-hmm. So Natalie took us through the main door. We got a lot of attention going in.
Aye.
Went up the stairs.
Aye.
Went into hospitality.
Good.
Met the guys.
Aye.
Had some food.
Right.
Had some drinks.
Aye.
Watched a game.
Good.
You were jumping up and doing celebrating.
Aye.
Celtic getting beat 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
You were delighted. And then you caused a huge embarrassment.
What?
You embarrassed me and everybody in hospitality.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
You do.
What?
You clearly do. You
that
should
day.
Know. Yeah, you should do, because see, when you go to hospitality, there's a certain...
Why, did I not say thanks?
No.
No. What did I do?
You said thanks and you cuddled everybody before
aye.
We left.
So what did I do wrong?
So see, when you go to hospitality, right?
I never tipped the guy. Was that it?
No,
I remember not. Because I didn't remember, I know I had my bank card.
No, it's not about tipping the guy.
What is it?
Right, I'm going to
biffing
get to...
Biffing me here.
Right, okay.
Because I know you've said that you're going to bring this up and I've totally forgot about it. Now I'm biffing it.
Right. So we went to hospitality.
Aye.
As guests of friends of mine.
Aye.
Right? And there's a certain way you're meant to conduct yourself. There's a certain way you're meant to act, right? You're not meant to act like a little schoolboy who's out on a day out. What were you like at the end of the game? About an hour after the game, you went out into the hallway
aye.
Of where the hospitality is, aye. And you ran around like a wee 10-year-old boy asking for pictures with the players. In your 3-piece suit, you looked the part. You were good for most of the day, but then you ran about. Oh, Scotty Arfield, can I get my picture with you?
You are wanting to talk. Are you actually bringing? Are you actually being serious?
And then we walked, and Jermaine Defoe was there. We was entourage, and you ran.
Jermaine Defoe.
You ran over.
And then run.
You did. You ran.
Never ran.
You ran over to Jermaine Defoe, and he had to turn round, and because you're screaming like a wee laddie, Jermaine, to get your picture taken with him. There's a certain way you're meant to conduct yourself when you're in hospitality, not act like a 10-year-old.
You are the worst for that. With the phone out and try to get selfies. What are you talking about? You are the worst. You're always getting selfies.
Did you get a selfie?
You're a pest.
Did you get a selfie with Jermaine Defoe?
Yes, because it's Jermaine Defoe.
Did you get a selfie with Scott Arfield?
I don't. Aye, because he scored a goal that day, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know, but
and I know him.
But we're in hospitality. You know when you run a room like a fan or a 10-year-old kid?
I'm not a fan. This is what it's about. I'm a fan. Although apparently somebody on Twitter said the other day, Grado's already one of the best football pundits. Nah, needs to stop now. I'm not a pundit, man. Don't.
What are you?
A punter.
So what are you doing here then?
Fuck knows. You asked me there.
But you're also here to give your opinion on football.
Aye,
so
aye.
In some ways, you're a football pundit.
No, don't say that. No, because then I'll... No, that's freaking me out.
Anyway, the point...
The point is, wait, so you were affronted by me? You were embarrassed?
No, my friends were.
No, they weren't, they.
They weren't. They said to me, unless...
Did you tell me... You went and told me when we come back that they said they thought you were brand new, you wanted it again next season sometime. That's what you text me telling me.
Yeah, because...
So I embarrassed you. Mate, you are... As I do like you, you're a good pal, but you are one of the biggest rednecks I know.
You've got a cheek.
How?
Calling me one of the biggest rednecks that you know, considering the way you conduct yourself. You wanted to walk through the main door at Ibrox so that people could see you walking in. Oh, look at me, big time Grado, with my three-piece suit and my Rangers tie.
You fucking loved that. You loved that, didn't you? It was good, wasn't it? You got the rub that day, didn't you? Talking about me getting all the selfies, as for that. Don't say you never enjoyed that, Daphne. You loved that.
I'm not going to say...
You did enjoy it.
I'm not going to say I didn't enjoy it, but it was a good day out. It was a good game. The atmosphere was superb. I'm just saying, next time we get invited to hospitality at Rangers...
I'll not be going with you anyway.
Just calm...
I've made pals with them. I'll go to their numbers and all that. They'll not be inviting you back. It'll be Megan back.
Just calm it a wee bit. Relax. Conduct yourself in a certain way where you're not running around like an idiot. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, it's good to see you, my man. And I'm glad that we're doing this.
Look, I tell you at the start of this podcast, I don't want to mean you arguing on anything because folk will get pissed off listening to
you. We're not arguing about it.
No, but you're annoying me already. Because look, there's a big start to this podcast and you asked your I'm going to bring that up in the podcast, the first 10 seconds. That's what I'm going to do. Is that your best effort? Because I was running about asking for selfies. Is that what you've got for me? This is your big fucking intro to your new stupid podcast. Whatever.
It's not mine, it's yours as well. Right. And you're now a football pundit. You need to conduct yourself in a certain way. Right. And this cursing and swearing isn't...
I know I need to start. No, it's no big.
Yeah, you've already swore. Yeah. See, you don't even know when you're doing it. Swearing doesn't mean you're the big boy.
I don't want to swear. There's one thing I hate. It's always when it's easy way out. And they don't swear in Clyde and they don't swear in...
the BBC.
Aye. Speaking of BBC...
I've been to the BBC.
No, I'm saying speaking of the BBC.
Yeah, speaking of the BBC, what are you pointing at me for?
That fucking picture. You want a picture the week before?
Oh, do you want to do a wee rant?
Well, either way, I'm not happy about it. That was what I had up my sleeve.
Right, well, listen.
Had this up your sleeve, I had this up my sleeve.
Right, I know what you've got up your sleeve, and then this is a new feature. This is a feature that we're doing for the show. Right. It's called Grado's Rant, right. And you've got something you need to get off your chest.
Right.
Are you ready for this?
Grado's Rant.
Who ate all the pies? This is an article. I was on the pitch the week before the Rangers and the Hibs game. And
so what are you doing on the pitch, first of all, before you get to your...
It was a charity thing. Somebody asked me to...
So at halftime?
It was meant to be... Who else was there? There was... Gordon Smith was there, mm-hmm. And Gordon Jury, and it was for some charity foundation thing.
So you called
up? They asked me, what, come on the pitch at halftime. And by the 60th minute, I had about 40 WhatsApps in the same screen grab of an article. And it's... Who ate all the pies? Has John Flanagan been hitting the pies hard at halftime? No. It's Scottish wrestling star Grado larking about during the interval. To be fair, the chunky chap could probably keep up with the current sluggish pace. A cheeky bastard. Look at it, Nick. I don't know if you can get it on. Look at the state of that. Look at the picture. I'm lying on my arse. I've got my bitch tits hanging out. But, you know, I can hardly breathe because of the chin smothering me. And they put that one larking around. Has John Flanagan been eating the pies, man? That's terrible.
And you're chunky. They even put the word chunky in the article.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to... I don't want to go on about means. I've had a bad relationship breakup. No, I don't want to go
on
about
that. We know that. And we know that you cashed in. You cashed in on the heartbreak. Right?
Cash in on the heartbreak. Right?
We know all about that, right?
Aye.
The last thing you need
is pictures of me with my belly out, on a part in front of 50,000 folk rolling about the flare, fucking oily gaff, and saying that I'm larking about.
And the chunky chap.
Chunky chap, man. What did he need to pull that? Anybody else go to... Gordon Smith never get put up for his fucking... His heat, his hair. The rug in his heat. Or the hair dye, whatever. You know what I mean? He never got that, did he? It was a pot shot, man, and I was, so, you know, I usually don't mind about stuff like that, but just the way he done it, there was a wee bit vindictiveness in that. Is that the word, vindictiveness? I thought, no, not having that, man. What's the guy's name? I didn't even save his name. I didn't even know who wrote it. Somebody at the BBC done it anyway. I asked Gordon Smith to find out, but he said he waited. It's not that I don't like being called fat, but I've got, oh no, I don't know what to say, but I've got a wee hang that if anybody calls me fat on Twitter, blocks it out, I don't get to see it.
What is it?
If somebody tweets me calling me fat, I don't see it.
Oh, so you filtered it?
Aye, fat.
Right. So the word fat has been filtered out.
Aye, so even if somebody wants to tell me they've just had a big fat juicy kebab, Gredo, I'll no get it because I've deleted it, fat. Now I know it's going to happen, but people are going to start tweeting me F where I dash,
where
you know what I mean? Dash, yes. Or PH80. I shouldn't have said that. So aye.
Anyway, so is that, are you done now?
I'm good to go.
Are you good? Do you feel better getting it off your chest?
Nah, I just think, take a long, hard look at yourself, son. Whoever wrote that article. Know what I mean?
And that was Grado's rant.
Football Daft with Glasgow Private Hire.
It's the Football Daft Podcast with Ewan and Grado. It's our first ever podcast. So far, so good. Still to come on the show, Chris Commons and a mystery guest that we are going to blindfold you for, Grado.
Right.
And when we blindfold you, you need to then figure out who the mystery guest is.
So I need to be.
So you need to smell them and feel them.
All that carry on.
Bring
on.
Smell and feel. Aye. And ask some questions and you try and figure out who the mystery guest is.
Trying to be decent, that. Is this, we're going to do this every week?
Doing it every week.
So you're going to have to find somebody every week to come in? That's got a bit of pain, is it no?
It could be anybody though. It doesn't have to be someone in football. Right. It could be anyone. It could be an actor. It could be a comedian. It could be the Lollipop Man. It could be somebody that you know for Stevenson. It could be anybody. Anyway, okay. Who Are You is a feature.
Who Are You?
Is coming up a little later in the podcast. But first things first, this show is all about the
fans.
The fans. We are going to deliver something for the fans that's a wee bit different from what we get out there in the market just now. So what we decided to do is we went to the pub. What pub did we go to?
The Van Winkle.
We went to the Van Winkle. And where's the Van Winkle?
The Gallagate.
At the Gallagate. So we went and spent the night in the pub at Van Winkle in the Gallagate, and we invited a number of fans along for a bit of a drink, a burger. Burger was good.
Burger was tidy, actually.
Tidy burger, and aye, chips and salad.
And I got wings at the end of the night. Actually, that was a surprise. The wings were brilliant. Burnt the mouth off me.
Spicy wings.
Aye, they were great.
So we had some free beer, free burger, and it was a good night. We invited a whole host of fans down to the pub to join us. It was an intimate evening. And before the wings burnt the mouth off you, we spoke to some fans about the season that's just finished. Season review, looking back at the season 2018-2019, we've got Colin, who's a Rangers fan. Woo! And we've got Ryan, a Celtic fan. Yay! 8 in a row, Ryan.
Yep.
How was the season for you?
Started off all right. I thought we was a bit slow to begin with. Picked it up halfway through and then kind of stumbled across the line. But, you know, champions are champions, isn't it?
Were you at any time scared?
No. Honestly, do you know why? Because we've been terrible at points this season and we've still won the league. That's meant to be our Rangers that have improved massively this season and they still kind of catch us when we're playing Mince.
I honestly didn't think this year Celtic were there for the taking. And after the win at New Year, I thought, right, we might have a wee chance here, but always remember sitting at Rugby Park.
Joe Worrell.
And it pains me to say it, but we scored them within the first 10 minutes. I thought, right, here we go. As soon as Worrell passed that ball back to McGregor and Kelly scored, I went, bang, that's it, over. But you're right, but that's the big difference because Rangers, when they were behind 1-0, you thought, seen this movie before, they're not going to score, whereas Celtic can find that the last 5 minutes. Yeah. They've always done it, and this year again, they win ugly, but they win.
See, for me, three out of the four Old Firm games, Rangers were the better team.
110%.
Three out of the four games this season, Rangers were the better game.
First game was ours. The one
when Rangers went down to 10 men, they deserved something at the game, they lost 2-1.
They deserved something in
the
second
half. The 1-0 game, you got battered. It was 1-0 going on 10.
Yeah, but we should have scalped them in the first half of that game when Morelos got sent off. We should have capitalised on that.
But so the point I'm getting is that Rangers have improved.
I mean, Aye, but they had to.
He's sitting in the wall waiting for the last 5 seasons. What do you mean they had to?
They're supposed to be the second best team in Scotland.
Oh,
when they come back up, they can get second.
Came back up, we have to play at our own level. We have to play at a level that is correct and then get our finances back in. We played at a level where we're coming up in a top league. If that was... Who's just come up for England? So you've got Leeds United and Derby and Sunderland are playing. So if Derby and Sunderland come up into the Premier League, you expect it would be challenging fucking Leicester. No chance.
Different kind of money down there.
There's not about money.
Well, it is. You just said about finances.
Right, so 60 million for wages.
Have you got the 120 million that they got when they came up?
So Celtic get 60 million for wages. Rangers quite clearly don't have that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still able to challenge. That is a challenge. The first time we came up, we're sitting there, we're with the Aberdeens, we're with Celtic. We've done all right. We should have done better. And I know I can hear you breathing in my ear. We should have done better that year, right?
Heavy breathing, by the way.
We should have done was turned around and went, right, we've done that, we came third. Now this year we've got second comfortably. And as you said, or it might have been Gradle, we're there for a taking.
Oh, well, we're there
for a game.
So what does that say about Rangers then? If Celtic were
vastly improved?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't, because if Celtic were there for the take-in, they still won 8 in a row. So how poor were Rangers ultimately if Celtic were poor and were there for the taking?
I don't think Rangers are poor. You've got to look at
But if you're saying that Celtic were there for the taking, why are Celtic celebrating?
I think you have to look at it as poor. What Rangers have done is allowed themselves to get caught into too many games where they've drawn. If Rangers were able to win the games that drawn, Rangers just picked up in a cracking point that Kilmarnock game. You pick that Kilmarnock game up and Morrow doesn't make that pass, all of a sudden you don't have that problem. You don't have a guy that's signed a pre-contract who's going to be stalling with his teammates in the summer, scoring the finishing goal that wins them the game. That all of a sudden changes. And that is the one thing I'd say about Rangers. They've done right with Kamara. They bought Kamara for 50 grand, the best 50 grand I think anybody's ever spent. Can't buy a house for 50 grand, but you can buy Kamara. He has a house. Right? That boy has came in and played outstanding. Should have done that with Jordan Jones. Why not do that with Jordan Jones? And when you score that goal, all of a sudden you might have got a point out of that game rather than losing the three. And then all of a sudden it's closer.
It's easy to say that though. It's easy to go, but if Rangers won these games, they'd drop
points. Marius Boss, you'd be
Celtic, how many points have Celtic dropped? And they shouldn't have. We should have won the league about a month and a half ago. But we didn't. We kept dropping points from.
Why are you dropping points?
Why are you dropping points?
Because you're not sight. Why are you dropping points?
Because you're not sight enough. I'll grant you that Rangers have been better this season than they were previously. That's undeniable. But we're not making that same mistake next year. We're kicking on for this. We've got a manager just now who shouldn't be the manager.
Yeah.
You know, he shouldn't be in. We lost potentially one of the best managers.
He's the best selling manager since Ronnie Dealey.
Right.
You kidding me on?
We lost one of the best managers we've ever had in Brendan Rodgers, leaving, but especially when he did. We should have run away with that league. See, if he was still here, we would have run away with this league and it would have looked completely different. We've got a manager.
What position does Brendan Rodgers play?
Brendan Rodgers, as you've just seen.
What position does he play?
He plays manager on the touch.
Doesn't he play centre forward? Doesn't he play midfield? You've got a guy up there, Big Edward, who can't kick his own arse at the moment. He costs you 9 million. You've got a boy, Scott Brown, who, let's be honest, you were trying to kick him out before Brendan Rodgers came. Then Brendan Rodgers came, all of a sudden Big Brown's the messiah. Mm-hmm. And then this season everybody's going for his head, same as Lennon, one of your best midfielders of all time, and all of a sudden you're going, oh, let's get him out the door.
He
as well,
the best midfielder in the world, but it doesn't make him the best.
Who you
manager?
Want to put in as a manager that's going to be up to the standard of Rodgers?
Anybody but Lennon.
Right, so
anybody.
Can I just say, welcome to the Colin and Ryan show?
Brilliant, superb.
I'm going to ask you guys one more question before we change up a wee bit. Are Celtic running scared of Rangers for season 2019-2020?
Honestly, it depends. It depends who we bring in. And honestly,
are you running scared of Rangers as a Celtic fan?
Can Ronnie Shiver sit next to me?
all right, then. Are you confident stopping 9 in a row?
Am I confident? I'm not confident. I put my house on it. Of course, we're going to stop 9 in a row. Can we on?
Round of applause for Colin and Ryan. Right, let's talk Celtic with Stephen and Martin. Eight in a row, how does that feel, Stephen?
It feels as if it doesn't feel as good as it should, because we had it so good for a while, but Lennon came in, and fair play to him, a couple of good wins, but you need to remember Hearts last minute, Dundee last minute. See if you take that out of the equation. And Rangers at Celtic Park, and I'm, you know, Graham, I'm as bitter as they come, but Rangers outplayed us. Celtic beating Rangers in that 2-1 game was robbery. So Neil Lennon cannot be on. I mean, we've done it, fair enough.
You can't argue, people are saying, oh, that's what a lot of folks said about Walter Smith. Neil Lennon's done it, but at one point, so Neil Lennon came in, it was 8 points, then it was 13, now it's 6, and it's not even that. Aberdeen 0-0 at home, Livingston 0-0 at home, no, that was 0-0, it's terrible.
4-0 nils in a row.
So sorry, what was the question?
We're going to get to Neil Lennon and the Celtic manager's job.
Winding the up, stop saying it.
No, but you should be celebrating. You've just won 8 in a row. But you've just went all negative there.
Nah, because
but you've won 8 in a row. Celebrate it.
But you've got to bet it's the way you won it, though. See, like,
better than what? Better than whose name?
Rangers. No, but see, honestly, being Celtic won the league, you should be celebrating. But I was almost giving it. Oh, thank God, that's it done. And I stumbled sounds harsh when you win it with 3 games to go. But it's the way you're playing.
We did stumble.
Home against it's terrible.
Stephen, did you fear at any point in the season that Rangers would beat you to the league?
No. Well, that's my question, sorry.
Sorry, as you were saying,
the second that Brendan Rodgers left, I was giving it. Oh, no. And then Neil Lennon went dug out at Tynecastle. I thought that is the last thing that needs to happen. And see when Celtic won against Hearts the last minute, as much as it was amazing, I thought it's a wee bit concerning. And then Dundee last minute, there's too many negatives. Fair play to him, he's came in and took his. Dragged us over the line.
Again, you're having a go at Neil Lennon.
Sorry, I did fear, the question was, did you fear that Rangers would stop you winning eight in a row? Yes, I did.
Martin, now I'm going to give you an opportunity to speak.
Right, did you fear
at any point in the season that Steven Gerrard would guide Rangers to the title and stop you winning eight in a row?
Not one chance.
Never. I think that's just lies. Absolutely never.
Do you only speak in one words?
No.
Give him some more.
You think that Gerrard is mediocre?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Why? Because he's absolutely won nothing. He's beat us twice. Fair enough, but that's it. You washed it of us years. After that, you'll never be as bad as that ever again.
Unless Lennon's there.
Well, that is very true. If Neil Lennon's there,
it's ever. Game over.
This is what I don't understand.
Right.
Neil Lennon, in his first role as Celtic manager, was hero worshipped. Hero worshipped.
No, wait.
He was, and he was an idol to the Celtic support. When he was a player and then when he became a manager.
All of a sudden,
in the space of a couple of months, there's a hate for Neil Lennon.
But and Graham will tell you, see, like, I've known him for like 20 years. See, like, see when Neil Lennon was a Celtic manager the first time. I mean, you obviously beat Barcelona at all. Brilliant.
Dana for Tony Mobley.
Green at Morton in the Cup, put out at home. Ross County, I was there. Inverness, out. I was there. Out. This is at Hampden. St Mirren, I was there.
Out.
He's getting beat with players like Hooper, Wanyama, Van Dijk. That's got to be the manager. That's 3 games, Neil Lennon. So Ross County.
Did you win the league?
Final. I bet it's not.
Did you win the league?
But it was a nasty one.
Did you qualify for the Champions League?
I would rather play good football.
What I don't understand, and I know there's a few Celtic fans in here who agree with you, by the way. Aye. A few that don't want Lennon anywhere near.
I wish he was good.
But where's this come from?
It's come from previously, Celtic against Inverness at Hampden, right? When Neil Lennon's in charge, you don't know if it's going to be the Celtic they beat Aberdeen in the semi-final. Or is it going to be the Neil Lennon Celtic get turned off at Ibrox?
Who do you think you will get to replace Lennon?
I think realistically, I think it'll happen. Nobody, because Peter Law will give it.
Neil Lennon, £500 a week.
Peter Law will guarantee giving Neil Lennon the job.
It's my.
See if Lennon wins the Scottish Cup, you'll get the job, but you shouldn't. But fair enough.
It's going to be Neil Lennon.
I think it's got to be David Moyes because he's not got the Scotland job yet. If he got the Scotland job, then I think.
I think that's the reason why I think he's going to be there.
You think if Graham?
And he's been at the games, and I know that might sound fucking. Aye. But plans up to him and all that. I think that.
But you think if somebody like Clark and McInnes gets a Scotland job, then it means Moyes is a shoe in?
Aye.
I hope so.
I think it is.
Does it really matter who the manager is to win 9 in a row? Or does a manager play a key part? Or are you still too good no matter who's the manager?
I think it's D-Day for the board. I think if they choose to go with what they normally do, which is with their wallets, they'll give it to Neil Lennon. If they've got any brains, they'll splash the cash, but it's difficult to attract somebody that good to.
Who can you attract?
If Neil Lennon's your manager next year, do you win 9 in a row?
Not a chance.
Not one chance. You're nearly like spitting.
This is a true fact. See, because the possibility of Neil Lennon getting the manager's job next season, I refuse to renew my season ticket to that possibility.
That's the same as being genuine.
No, it's a chance though. I could not give Celtic that money and go up and it's Neil Lennon. I wouldn't go any games.
I'm never going to go.
Martin, Stephen, you're boring me.
Martin, Stephen!
What a brilliant night we had at Van Winkle. Our thanks to all the fans who popped down to see us. More from those fans next week on the podcast. But thanks to Sophie and to Dell at Van Winkle for putting us up. The food was great. The drink was great. It's a bourbon barbecue grill located right across from the Barrowlands. Perfect pre-gig venue. If you want to go anywhere before a gig at the Barrowlands, then I would recommend Van Winkle.
Aye, they've got the most amount of bourbons in Scotland.
How did you know that?
That's to tell me, because it's Jack Daniels I drink. I don't drink scotch or...
So you like a bourbon?
I like the Jack Daniels and the Jim Beam and all that. She had plenty of different kinds.
So they've got the biggest collection of bourbons,
she said,
in all of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
Really? It's quite a big big claim to make.
Well, that's what she told me.
Oh, right.
And the wings were really good, because sometimes a lot of places try and do the wings and these had batter on them.
Batter in the wings, and the
buffalo sauce and that was brilliant. So highly recommend the chicken wings there. The burger was good too, mind you, and the chips were good too.
It's also dog friendly.
Aye, that's right.
You can take your dog to it.
Aye.
You can take your dog in this barn. It's got a great place at the back as well. If you want to catch some sunlight, get a wee suntan.
Clap some dogs.
Yeah, so thank you again to Van Winkle in the Caligate for putting us up and looking after us oh so well. Food was great, drink was great, and we'll definitely be back. I think we should go back there more regularly.
Definitely.
Yeah, thanks to Van Winkle for that. Much appreciated, guys.
Football Daft with Glasgow Private Hire.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Our first guest on the Football Daft podcast, he started his career at Stoke in the year 2000. After 4 years, he left Stoke to join Notts Forest. He then moved to Derby on a free
trial. It's got to be Nottingham Forest. Notts County, Nottingham Forest. If people from Forest A say Notts Forest...
Who cares in Scotland? Can I just do my introduction?
There's internet down south and all, mate.
After 4 years, he left Stoke to join Nottingham Forest. He then moved to Derby on a free transfer, but injury problems curtailed his first two seasons at Pride Park. Then in 2011, Celtic paid Derby £300,000 to bring him to Scotland. While at Celtic, the attacking midfielder won 5 league titles, 2 Scottish Cups and 1 Scottish League Cup. In season 2013-14, he was the league's top goal scorer, Grado, with 32 goals, and he also won the PFA Scotland Player of the Year Award and the Scottish Football Writers Player of the Year Award. Not bad for an attacking midfielder. And finally, he won 12 caps for Scotland as he qualified for the national team through his granny and because he wasn't good enough for England. Our guest on the podcast is the one and only Chris Commons.
Hey,
you're not that enthusiastic, Grado.
What?
It's Chris Commons.
I know.
Former Celtic player.
Yes, I know.
Champion.
Great player.
I was
gutted when we never signed him.
what happened?
Well, no, I wasn't. That's not true. I wasn't gutted when we never signed him. I was gutted because I think the first couple of games were against Rangers when you played. You scored a couple of goals against us right away.
I did, yeah.
Bastard. Why did he no sign?
Yes, my home debut was 3-0 Rangers.
I was at that game.
You still look bitter.
Horrific.
Do you remember that day?
Yeah, home debut, jeez.
Home debut against Rangers, winning 3-0.
Yeah, weren't bad, was it?
Yeah.
We had to join up with the Scotland squad after that game as well.
Right.
Alan McGregor weren't pleased.
When is he ever pleased? Let's be honest about it.
Absolutely.
So are you okay to be sat next to Chris Commons, Grado?
Well, stop saying it like that, as if I'm going to be bored with any player comes with Celtic.
Do you need security?
No.
Is he going to go for me in a minute?
The thing is, though...
He played with Hibs or not?
But he only played 5 games with Hibs.
That's true.
He only played 5 games with Hibs. But when he played for Celtic, when he could have been playing for Rangers, that must hurt.
Why did you pick Celtic?
Celtic was the only one. Everyone always seems to believe I had the choice of Rangers.
You did. So Rangers were sniffing a bit.
Yeah, they were sniffing about.
But it was not an official.
No, I don't think they had the money to pay for the transfer fee.
So what we're going to do first of all here, right, between the two of you, I've written out a whole list of questions, and all you have to do is answer yes or no, right? It's about Scottish football.
Okay.
And there's no sitting on the fence. You've got to be brutally honest. The answer is yes or no. And I'm going to start with Grado, and then I'll go to you, Chris. You ready for this? Yes or no? Will Neil Lennon be Celtic's manager next season? Grado.
No.
Yes.
Oof. Oof. Is that your mucker? You don't go on days. Days going.
I mean,
you're learning.
Ah, he's my old man.
So you're saying yes?
I think he will, yeah.
Okay. Would you describe Steven Gerrard's first season at Rangers a success? Grado?
Yes.
No.
It's a yes or no game, mate. You didn't ask us to expand. Do you want us to expand? Do you want me to ask him? Do you want me to...
I don't think you can be at a club like Glasgow Rangers and call it a success when you win nothing.
We'll come back to that. Should Hearts sack Craig Levein, Grado?
No.
No.
Yes.
We're not asking you.
I'm a Hearts fan. He's got to go.
I think he'll leave anyway.
Oh, you think he'll leave anyway? What do you know, Chris?
Nothing yet.
Your face says something else.
I swear to you.
What do you know?
I just think he might step down.
And who's coming in his place?
That's $1 million question.
You know, don't you? Look at the way he's moving about in that chair of his.
How can you not?
Works in Scottish football. He works with Sky Sports, so he's clearly there behind the scenes, seeing things, hearing things. So you're saying that Lenny's going to get the job and that Craig Levein is probably going to step down?
Yeah.
So should we go and put our money on that?
I wouldn't.
Did the SFA make a mistake staying at Hampden and not moving to Murrayfield? Yes or no, Grado?
That's a hard one for yes or no, because I'm sitting on the fence with that one.
No, you can't.
Right.
Yes or no?
What was the question again? Was it a good idea or was it not a good idea? What was the question again?
Did the SFA make a mistake staying at Hampden and not moving to Murrayfield?
Yes.
No.
Really, Chris? I know you've had joy.
I've played it both, yeah.
And?
Hampden's better.
Is it better for an atmosphere?
I read something that people Scott Brown said it was one of the worst.
It's difficult for an atmosphere, but the best atmosphere that I've ever seen was the England-Scotland game.
Really? Right.
Okay, then.
See when Lee Griffiths got the second free kick?
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Are Celtic scared of Rangers? Grado?
Yes.
Chris?
No.
No?
Scared of what?
Scared of Rangers and how quickly they've got up there to challenge. Only 9 points separating them this year.
Oh no, they're getting closer, aren't they?
Yeah. Are Celtic running scared?
I don't think that they're scared. It's just they're in a bit of predicament who's going to be the next manager, because Brendan Rodgers was such a good manager. It's going to be very hard to replace him. It's going to be very hard to get somebody's his quality. I'd be a bit worried about who they're going to get. But
Celtic have a huge rebuilding job ahead of them.
They've got some rebuilding. I wouldn't say huge.
I think they've got quite a bit to do.
They need 6-7 quality players, but you could say that about pretty much every club in the league.
Okay. Next question. Should Morelos be sold by Rangers? Yes or no, Grado?
Not yet. And Another season. Give him another season. We need another season.
Not yet.
Not
so,
yet.
Not yet.
So. I think that. I think that sending off there at the last Old Firm game, but the one to get sent off. I think that kind of damaged him in terms of.
Exactly.
The one at Parkhead a couple of weeks ago. I think it's 10 a couple of million off him.
Okay. Should Rangers sell Morelos this summer?
No.
No. Why? Is he not a liability now? Can you trust him?
I don't think you can sell a guy that scores 30 goals in a season. It's impossible. There's no one to replace him just yet. Defoe's good, but I don't think he's capable of playing 55, 60 games a season.
Would you not describe him as a liability that might have cost Rangers some points this year?
I would hope that Steven Gerrard spoke to him and he's learned his lessons by now. So, yeah, he's still a young kid. I hope he's...
So you'd give him another season in a Rangers jersey?
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Did Derek McInnes make a mistake staying at Aberdeen? Grado.
Oh, I'm glad he... that's no mistake for me. That's the best thing he done. That was the best thing he done by far.
Chris Coleman.
Best decision he's
done. Did Derek McInnes make a mistake staying at Aberdeen?
No.
No.
He didn't make a mistake, no.
Because he was that close. I mean, he was within minutes of signing for Rangers and becoming the next manager.
I think that was the sign that there was things going on behind the scenes that he weren't happy with. And if he's not 100%, then there's no point leaving Aberdeen. They were in a good place at the time. And... still pay good wages.
But soon after he turns the job down, they announced Steven Gerrard. And there seems to have been some backing of Steven Gerrard. So what was it that stopped Derek McInnes from signing on the dotted line?
I would say things behind the scenes. Recruitment, money, what's available, funds.
So he didn't think he was going to get the support they needed to take Rangers to the next level?
I think so, yeah.
Right, okay. Is Achille Pie the best pie in Scottish football? Grado?
Achille pie is not no Achille pie, is it?
It's not Achille pie anymore. It's something else now. Aye. Is it? No, is it not called like a bluebell pie or some shit?
Is that what it is?
They're not allowed to sell Achille pies. That come on it.
I have no idea. Anytime pie,
they are.
Big Boyd told me he's not happy.
He wouldn't be. Yeah, I mean, they are good pies, but any time I've had one at Rugby Park, I've always been called. I've never had a hook or a car pie, and it's always, oh, I will Rugby Park, I'm a wee killer pile up for it, and then it comes and it's freezing.
You don't like
so
it?
So it's a letdown.
Is that a good pie at Rugby Park?
Never had it.
You never had it?
No, Gary Holt told me. Remember Gary Holt?
I remember Gary Holt, aye. Oh, aye. He's fervent.
No, he was the one that gave me the pie chat.
Uh-huh. Mm. Is it true that Chris Boyd steals your halftime pie when you're both on Sky Sports, Chris?
Say that again.
Is it true that Chris Boyd steals your halftime pie when you're both on Sky Sports?
We don't have pies, we have little sandwiches.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I like pieces.
Wee pieces.
I love wee pieces.
What's your favourite piece?
We've got egg mayo.
I like
we've
that.
Got prawn.
I love that too. So you've got a various selection.
BLT.
That's brilliant.
And a chicken and a bit of salad.
Aye, and it costs you nothing?
Nothing. It's that big one, you know, from Costco.
Is it for Costco?
Aye, and then we've got the makeup lassie. She brings a homemade cakes every time.
Oh, brilliant.
Wee cup of tea, cake, sandwich, diamonds.
Lucky boys, eh?
I know. And then we'll watch the trophy list.
Next question.
One of the producers in the office want me to ask you this, Chris. Does Chris Boyd have bum implants?
Does he have bum implants?
You can get... Can you get ass implants? Get that. What I have been looking up, as you know how you get a lot of... You get the Botox under...
Under the armpits, salty sweating, yeah.
You got it.
Gary Hooper had it.
Gary Hooper had that? And Celtic striker?
Daryl Murphy, yeah.
Both of them got...
Botox under the armpits.
My cousin Gary's got it, I know. But it wears off if they're a couple of months, does it not?
I don't know.
But what I'm saying, I've tried and get it for my ass because my ass sweats like hell. But I don't think you can get it on your bum.
What, top or bum?
What?
Like top of your crackle
bum? The full bum.
Just wet through.
The cheeks. I change my breeks 4 or 5 times a day. But I don't think you can get Botox.
Every time he farts, he changes his drawers.
That's no far off a truth, to be honest with you.
So you want to get Botox on your bum? So
just because you hear the Oaksters talk and it stops you sweating. But I'm 90% sure you kind of do it in your ass.
You know when you get Botox, does it stop your muscles from moving?
Can I tell you?
It does, aye. Because you
look that is what it is, isn't it? It stops
you. Yeah. Aye, because you see people get it done on their face. When they smile, there's no lines in the head or in the cheeks and what have you. Aye. So, yeah, so if it can stop you sweating in your armpit, surely it'll stop you sweating on your bum.
I bet there's big veins in your bum. And I think if you kind of put the needle through the wrong vein, that's it, you're snookered. So I think they've got to watch.
What would happen if they put it through the wrong vein?
I don't know.
Your arse would collapse.
Next question. Will Celtic win 10 in a row with Neil Lennon?
Taking a bit of time there, Chris.
Well, I'm just... I don't want to get too ahead of myself. You've got to think of nine first. You know,
yeah, I know, but here's my belief on it. If Rangers don't stop nine in a row, they will never stop 10 in a row because Celtic will throw everything at it in that year to win 10 in a row. This is the big one, to go for nine in a row. If Rangers don't stop it now, they're not going to stop 10 in a row. That's why I ask you, do you think that
Do you think Rangers have got the funds to throw everything at it?
I don't think Rangers are that far away, Chris. I really don't think they're that far away. I think when you look back at some of the draws that they've had, you look at the matches against Celtic in the Old Firm, I think three out of the four games, Rangers deserve something out of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, even when Rangers went down to 10
men. This is a season where everyone said that Celtic's been off the ball and not been on it. They've only had one fit striker for 8 months of the season.
I'll give you that. Celtic have been nowhere near the level they should have been at.
That's why it's so frustrating, because I think this was the season where Rangers, you know, after the Old Firm game in December, I thought, right, here, we've maybe got a better chance here. Then that dip in form.
Well, you went to Kilmarnock and you lost 2-1.
And I think since then, it's went right downhill. And it's frustrating to think, you know, this was the season where, you know, in the middle of the season where they lose a manager, throw them off. Boil a wee bit, is that the word, from that boil. This would have been the kind of time to pounce, and it's just not happened, so it's very frustrating, Chris.
So what you'd say then, Chris, from where you're sitting right now, and the work that you do in Sky Sports, that Rangers have missed their chance to stop Celtic winning 10 in a row. This was the year to do it. The season just gone was when they should have done it, and they had the chance to do it because Celtic were on the boil. Is that what you're saying?
I would say that Celtics they've performed at a good level. They've not performed at the level that we used to see under Brendan Rodgers in his early stage. But I'm saying that because the likes of Moussa Dembele, Patrick Roberts, Stuart Armstrong, them players there alone are worth $40 million.
They're gone. And they went last summer. Yeah.
They're out the door. So you've got to try and replace $40 million worth of talent in a team and try and then still perform at them levels. It's not going to happen. It never is going to happen. But they've still managed to win two cups. Going into the final weekend where they can win another treble.
Do you not think Rangers are going to be better equipped to take Celtic on next season? Now that he's got his core team, he knows roughly what his best team is and he's going to add to that. So do you think that Rangers will be better prepared and will give Celtic an even closer run?
He signed, 13, 14 players in the summer.
Yeah.
So you've got a new manager, you've got a new backroom staff, you've got a new group of players.
Yeah, and they were there or thereabouts.
They got off to a great start. They got to Christmas, they were level on points with Celtic. They came back, the biggest brick wall ever. I think going into the end of February, they were 13 points behind Celtic.
Yeah.
Knocked out of both cups. Then they've picked up a little bit. But I think that's a form of Davis, Defoe. We spoke about Kamara. I think Arfield's been a revelation in the centre midfield. I think he's a terrific player. But they've got to do it week in, week out. And we've just seen again that they've lost to Kilmarnock. They lost to Kilmarnock just after the winter break. You need to be consistently good. And if you're not good, you've still got to win. Celtic have done that this season.
There's a couple of players that need to get rid of at Rangers as well. There's a couple of dodgy signings at Rangers in the summer. They've no work to it. But like Barisic, who we signed based on a performance he had at Ibrox. We spent $2 million on him. And he's probably my third choice for left back. So there's the guys like him that we need to get ready, or at least have the wage bill. We've got rebuilding today as well.
Will Rangers stop Celtic winning 10 in a row, Grado?
I'm not saying that. I'm not lying. No, because this will still be footage of this will be out when they day, if they day, and then I'm going to lull a dick. So.
That's why neither of you have answered the question.
Because we're no stupid. We don't know.
But this is what this is about. Well, it's about having an opinion.
Well,
will Celtic win 10 in a row, Chris Commons?
I hope they win 10 in a row. Right.
I hope they don't. Ewan, do you think Celtic are going to win 10 in a row?
If Rangers don't win 2019-2020, then they'll get 10 in a row.
Aye.
They have to stop them before they get to 9.
You thought Rangers were going to win the league this year.
That's not the point.
But you did say that.
I did say that. I thought the Steven Gerrard effect would have a galvanising effect for Rangers. And I thought he'd get back, and he did get back, but it didn't work out for him. And I agree with you. I think they've been a wee bit inconsistent. I don't think they've been as good as they could have been. And Celtic being off the boil, what does that make Rangers then?
Right.
If Celtic are off the boil, still win the league.
Well, that's it. The chat, they might have won ugly, but they still won. You know, when Rangers, whenever a game was 1-1, it was always our team that looked at scoring rather than Rangers. With Celtic, you always knew 88, 89, 90th minute, they're going to score. And they fucking did. Hearts, Tynecastle.
Dundee.
They always do it, Dundee.
Yeah, Dundee. They always do it. Kilmarnock.
Whereas you're just sitting watching Rangers going, they're not going to score. They're not going to score. He's laughing at us.
Because it's so true, though.
But it is.
Aye.
And it's frustrating, man.
What's Steven Gerrard done for the game in Scotland, Chris?
He's just give it a huge boost.
Yeah. Has he been good for the game?
He's made it. He's made Scottish football worldwide.
He's the man. He's so handsome. He's cool. You know what I mean? I love Steven Gerrard, and I think a lot of Rangers fans as well. He's going to get down as an absolute hero, even for what he's done this season. I know you're saying that he's not had a successful season. He's not a bit of success, but I think he has. He's made. Last year he took a dressing room that was broken, a broken dressing room, and I think he's brought that kind of feel good factor back to Ibrox.
You think Steven Gerrard? Well, Rangers have been a success this season, so next year if they don't win one trophy, is that a success?
Well, do you know what? That's the thing, because he's Steven Gerrard. If it was somebody else,
he'd be out the door.
But because it's Gerrard, he's got that thing, he's got that. So, like, so if this I love been, him.
So
if this,
this
I mean?
So if Kashinya,
I feel like I want to give him a good couple of years, but we can't. Do you know that way? And I hope it never comes down to that. I really, really don't.
If this had been a Kashinya season,
aye,
and you'd finished 9 points behind Celtic and hadn't won a trophy, you'd have been wanting Kashinya out.
Oh no, Kashinya, no, again, no. I thought you said
no. If
no, right, no,
if
no.
This
no.
If Kashinya,
if this was Kashinya,
yeah,
no, he'd be, come on. He was a con man.
And just because
Cruz Azul, did they win the Mexican League? Cruz Azul. We're talking about that all day, did they?
Who?
Find that out for us, Gary, please. Could you Google that?
So what you're saying is, if this was Kashinya that was in charge of Rangers this season, finished second in the league, 9 points behind Celtic, and got knocked out of the cups, you'd have wanted them sacked.
Oh, that's a good one. I thought about that.
You'd have wanted them sacked, wouldn't you?
Yes.
You were, aye.
Do you think if it had been anyone else in the Rangers dugout this season, he would have got shot? They would have got shot of him?
I have no doubt, yeah.
Gone?
I have no doubt, yeah.
Gary, just check the facts. They didn't win the league.
Who? Kashinya's Mexican side.
That was weird because I wrestled in Mexico in, when was it? November. And all the Mexicans knew Kashinya and they knew Peña, and Peña, they were calling Peña Hulet. Was it Red Hulet they were named? They called him after that. It was just amazing because I was in this, driving down this street. It was like a third world country. Is it a third world country, Mexico? It's not a third world country. Mexico City's a bit fucking, it's a dump. It's scary. But it was just weird talking to taxi drivers about Pedro Kashinya there. You know that way?
Ah. Is Pedro Mexican?
He's no Mexican, he's Portuguese. No, but he's Marcus Cruz Azul. He went to manage Cruz Azul, weren't he?
Okay.
They're Mexican.
Okay.
And Alec Ken, I was just kind of asking questions about Peña and he's drinking and all. They all know about it, all the taxi drivers.
What did they know?
Party.
They're like, just thinking back what we've talked about there, Craig Levein's going to be stepping down, Neil Lennon's going to get the Celtic job, and Steven Gerrard's lucky that he's Steven Gerrard, because if it was anyone else, he'd have got sacked. That's about it.
That's what Brady said.
What?
Chris Commons, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to hang around for a couple more minutes as we play a little feature called Who Are You?
Certainly. Why
not? We're going to bring a mystery guest into the studio.
Okay.
And what Grado has to do blindfolded is figure out who the mystery guest is. You up for this?
Yeah.
Watching it?
Why not?
Good stuff.
Let's do it.
Football Daft with Glasgow Private Hire.
So it's now time for a little feature that we're calling Who Are You, where we have a mystery guest and a blindfolded Grado has to figure out who our mystery guest is today. And it's the one and only Lisa Haig, who is the wife of Chris Commons.
Not married. We're not married.
They married.
Not married.
I thought you two were married.
No.
You've got kids.
Yeah.
Like a million of them, but just because we're...
why are you not married? Because you're like the Posh and Becks of Scottish football.
Well...
Like a choice.
I used to earn quite a decent wage at Celtic.
Yeah.
And then I left Celtic and now I can't afford a wedding.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if anything better comes along, so I'm just buying
I've got to keep
time.
You've got to keep your options open.
Right. Yeah. So are you keeping your options open, Lisa? Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly that.
You're not saying to me you're on the market.
I'm not on Tinder. I'm not actively looking for it, but we're not on Celtic wage anymore, Duff. No, there might be somebody. No, we've just not. We've literally just never got round to getting married, but we've been engaged 17 years.
Lisa?
She's been pregnant since 2007, haven't you?
I'm not pregnant now.
I know.
Not anyway.
No, I have not. No.
No, I'm not pregnant now.
So, Grado is standing outside with a blindfold on.
Yes.
We're about to bring him in. Are you okay with this?
Because your hands are making me worried of going, are you okay with this? What is he going to be touching? The bazongas?
You said it were going to be questions.
No, there will be questions, but he is also going to be touching and smelling to figure out who you are.
I'm very fertile. I am so hospitable. I don't want to have one of Grado's wins. No offence to Grado.
Do you know Grado's going to be touching you?
Yeah, I did know that. Why do you think we're here? Yeah. Send him in.
I know. This might be the first fight I've ever got into.
Well, will you be a wrestler, though?
Oh, geez, he'll get me in a suplex.
Right, so let's get Grado into the studio. Right, bring him in. Right, open up the door. There we go. And bring him in. He's blindfolded. Watch your camera. Watch your camera. Watch your camera. Right, so... Right, wait, I'm going to explain the rules before we go any further, right? Don't be putting your hand out or anything just yet.
Come on, hey, not to touch the bum bag. Not to touch. Hey, right. Don't touch another man's fanny bag.
No, wait, I'm going to tell you the rules.
I can smell it's a woman.
No, I've not even asked you that yet. All right, hold on a minute.
Might be throwing you off the scent, though.
Yeah. All right, Grado.
That is a woman's smell.
Grado.
Right, hurry up.
First thing you need to do, and I think you've already done it, but you need to do it properly.
I'm paranoid now. I'm not getting a chuggy in my gob in case my breast's sticking. And it's a woman. My breast smell, be honest. Oh, you can't answer. Our breath's rotten. No, it's not. I can smell vodka.
Right, so you've had a smell. Is it a man or a woman?
Oh, it's a woman.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Lean in, the neck's there.
Whoa!
Is that a woman?
Fucking bit of baby.
Right, next thing you need to do is take the mystery guest hands.
Right.
Have a good feel of the hands.
Oh, aye.
Feel the hands, have a feel.
Hopefully so. Oh.
Have a feel. Just by rubbing the hands, Grado, how old do you think this mystery guest is?
Oh, she's not got all woman horns. I can't remember last time I held an old woman's horn, but I don't think that it's not an old woman. Did I say turn around? Oh, lovely soft. I better not get done here in 10 years' time, old Grado Weinstein or something like here. She signed a clause, eh?
So,
hey,
so how old do you think this mystery guest is?
42.
42, right.
Okay. Well, it's obviously not as old as that, because she's squeezing my horns now. It's not in her 40s, mid-30s. Mid-30s.
Mid-30s.
Okay, she likes that.
So now what you need to do is that you're correct, it is a female.
Right, tell you that. And budge.
She's not in her mid-30s. Oh.
Now you can speak to our mystery guest, and the mystery guest is going to be answering questions. Sorry, we'll be answering your questions. So any questions you want to ask the mystery guest, and then we'll see how far we get before you can have a guess at who you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so ask any question you like.
I don't know. We'll ask.
Maybe is she in football?
Would you have your dinner last night?
Ooh.
Would you have your dinner last night?
You had that.
Are you married to a football? Are you a football player? Are you in football? Are you in football?
I've had a bit of football, but I'm not.
What do you mean you've had a bit of football?
Well, I've had a little bit of football from time to time. Football's in me on occasion.
Oh, hey, come on, it's a family show. Behave. I'm only a guess who it is. I support
the best team in Scotland.
Right, well, mm-hmm. I definitely know who this is.
Do you know who this is?
Aye.
Or do you want to continue playing the game and play dumb?
No, because I don't want to start scrapping with the guy at the other side. I don't want a rogue finger going somewhere, shouldn't it?
I was going to say ducky.
Aye, I know that's a ducky. Hey, ducky. It's Lisa Duke. Haig.
Who is that?
It's Lisa Haig.
It is. It's Lisa
ducky,
Haig.
Ducky.
Hey, up, John. No tongues this time.
How are you, Lisa Haig?
I'm great, thank you.
Yeah, so great. It's Lisa Haig. How do you two know each other?
We met years ago.
John Hartson Foundation charity, wasn't it?
Yes. Like that. You were in a leotard.
I used to always be in a leotard, but
trying to ditch the leotard.
Because it was stinking. I'm sure I
I was at a day with something year before, and I had wrestled the night before, and I came straight to it, and I was howling with all these. But it was like a woman's lunching. I was a fronter. But
Grado, before you came in, they're not married.
I always just thought that was maybe your stage name.
Aye.
You know what I mean? Your stage name.
No, do you know, like Sarah Black? Her real name was Priscilla White.
I should have said
it. No, it wasn't.
Yes, it is.
Sarah Black wasn't Priscilla White.
Aye, it was, mate.
You and you know nothing.
You are shite at this.
That's right.
No, when that STV 2 get shut down. Are you just holding it? You don't know if this, if she's the right one. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm just unsure, mate. There's a few things that she just won't do.
Aye.
With you. Did you like that?
I like that one. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Here. Here, but is this awkward talking about? Because I don't like. I don't want to make you feel awkward. Do you feel awkward talking about?
No, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I mean, I was.
Are you married?
I was with the same lassie for 12 years.
Late night love.
Oh no, she's away now. So we don't go with each other anymore. One of the things that she always used to say was, "How come you've not proposed to me? How come you've not? How come we're not married and all that?" And then,
and do you think that's why you're no longer together? Because she wanted something that you didn't give her.
Aye, probably. Well, I don't know.
So do you regret not asking her?
Dear fuck. Oh no, I don't. I'm fine. It's fine, I'm over it, mate. It's cool, I've got it.
It doesn't look like it.
Trust me.
The body language says to me you're not over it.
I was in Magaluf last week, it's fine.
What happened in Magaluf, Grado?
Stays in Magaluf.
Nah, do you need me to make you an appointment at one of those clap clinics?
No, come on. No, nothing like that.
Do you want to talk about the wee pill you have to take?
No.
45 minutes before you have sex.
Oh, yeah. My premature ejaculation pills.
You can buy condoms for that.
Wow.
I got stung with one of them once.
Jesus Christ.
Stung? What do you mean?
Is this the direction we're going? Football podcast. Grado's swung on now. Now talking about my sex life. Ain't happening.
Come on. Business is about to pick up. Come on. Come on. Hold on. Did you say you can buy condoms that prevent you from premature ejaculation?
So my background is I used to teach drug and substance misuse and sex education in a secondary school. And I had an array of condoms at work.
Oh. Don't be telling that story.
I'm not telling them the story. Good. I'm doing the second story. And one of them, Grado, was a silver one, and it had a little bit of a substance in the bottom.
A numbing
cream.
Agent.
Yes. And that was so that you could go a little bit longer. If you need some, I've still got pals back at the college.
Would you get them for nothing?
You can't get them
in Morrison's or nothing like that, no?
I don't know
that I would buy Johnny's and Morrison's.
More reasons to go at Morrison's.
No, I would never. That's actually probably one of the, that's a horrible thing that I would never be able to buy Johnny's in the shop. I'd be too.
Why?
Just to end up, in case it ends up in the paper or something like that. Panto's Grado and Johnny Shane.
I love it that he's already got a headline for it.
No.
I had a bad supper last night, by the way.
Oh, did you?
I ordered, I just sort of pointed at something, and it was a beef rib thing, deep fried.
A king rib supper.
That's what I had, Doug.
I'll tell you. It's like the wee Russell burger things, except for in a batter. I've not had one in years, too.
Well, I had one, and it tasted like...
Amazing.
...a deep fried dog shit.
Oh, was it? Was it that?
And Chris actually walked in and he went, "Why does it smell of dog shit in the kitchen?" And I was like, I said, "I think it's this." Aye. And he just went, "You're a disgrace," and walked out and went upstairs to bed.
Is it that bad, Chris?
It did sound, didn't it?
I didn't really fancy fish.
Oh, you kind of get it. See, you're kind of getting what half pizza supper. That's what I get. I like half pizza supper.
So, Lisa, Chris Commons, your husband, is no longer a professional footballer. He's involved in football with Sky Sports. What's it like having around the house more often than not now?
To start with, I found it really strange because, you know, we do his own thing and I'm sort of in and out of the house quite a lot. But I remembered going on, I did, just as you retired, I went on Lorraine Kelly's show, but she wasn't there, it was Christine Lampard. And she came up to me and went, "So what's it like now Chris has retired?" And I went, yeah, it's great. She went, "You don't need to lie to me, Frank's just retired. He's in and around the house, asking where I'm going." I went, "I know, Doug, it's tragic, isn't it?" So it is just one of those things, you just get used to being around each other. And there's a bit of a grieving process, genuinely, when a footballer isn't playing football, although you were ready and, you know, you're doing so well at what you're doing, football's a footballer's first love.
Mm-hmm.
living in Glasgow for the last like 8-9 years, I've never really made real friends that I can, you know, because they're at work and stuff, aren't
yeah.
they? So that you miss that connection with
players, the banter,
yeah, friendship. Yeah, you just yeah. are a bit of a loose end, really. And so, because I've got no family around,
yeah,
and the kids drive me nuts. yeah, between a rock and a hard place.
So did you never take up a hobby? Did you ever?
I started snowboarding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We got into Breheed, that kind of idea?
Yep. So, yeah, I started snowboarding because I thought I could get into that. I wanted to try and take my bike lessons. I want to get on jet skis. I want to do all the stuff that I've been told not to do. But then I thought, you know what, I'm going to break my fucking neck. I'm going to get to 36 and, you know, finish myself.
What is it? Does your back still bother you?
No, it's brand new now.
It's fine.
Yeah. We've got a six-a-side that we do up at Rook and Glen once, twice a week. Got a good set of lads up there. Alec Ray's up there, Mark Wilson,
Scott McDonald. Which Alec Ray like to play at? Is he still?
He's playing on the same team as me.
Does he, aye?
Oh, he gives me a few kicks. Yeah. He still comes in Old Rangers again.
Does he? Does he run a key? Yeah, that's cool.
I love that.
Alec Spade comes up with, like, he's not a full straight wanker, is he?
No, not. He's got training gear.
Right.
He's got all the Rangers gear.
That's brilliant.
Alan McCoy, Frank McAverney. It's decent. It's a good crack.
That'd be a good laugh, that.
Yeah, that's good.
Have you seen a different side to Chris now? He's no longer going the day to day with the football and training. Is he a different guy from the guy that was playing day in and day out?
I don't come back home going, babe, I'm in bits.
Babe, I am shattered. Last year at some point, I went, do you like hanging about with me? Because I think I'm dead fun. And I thought, let's see what he says. And I went, do you think I'm good crack? Like, do you like palling about with me? And he went, I love it, babe. And I thought, that's it then. So,
do you, Chris?
Yeah, she's good fun.
Yeah, she's good laugh.
Yeah. We're like yin and yang, though. I'm steady and, you know, I'll do all the cooking at home and get the
garbage. What do you make?
Whatever you want.
Because everything
does. No, you got a couple of dishes.
All that ragu.
Italian ragu.
Aye, well, is that like spaghetti bolognese? Is that kind of that kind of ragu?
Well, you just killed it by calling it a spag bol.
Yeah, a bit more fancy than that.
What is that? I could have tomato based something, innit?
You've got to get a bit of parmesan in there, a bit of basil.
A bit of basil. Now you're talking. So you like Italian cuisine then, eh?
I like everything. Indian, aye. Chinese. Yeah, Italian's good
stuff. So if you were to invite me and Greg around for dinner, what would you do for us? What would be Chris Common's speciality?
I'd do a nice pasta ragu.
Oh, yes.
Homemade garlic bread.
He made garlic bread. Did you do that? Bread. I don't know how you can best with that. You just get the baguette for 15p in Morrison's.
Aye,
and they are good.
Shite.
No, they're good. Come on. The ones that you put in the oven, the baguette, I love them.
Only 2 seconds ago, you were saying that deep fried dog shit were good.
Deep fried dog shit.
I can bet you anything, really.
So you'll do us a nice ragu.
Aye.
And then your homemade garlic bread.
Aye.
What would we be having for dessert?
Don't do that rice pudding thing.
Oh, I like that. Rice pudding, nice fruit compote on top. Some.
A compote?
What's a compote? Grado.
You tell me.
No, you asked. You said as if you knew.
No, what is that? Is
it's that like plums, apricots, peaches, chop them all up, put them in a nice pan, a bit of orange juice, a little bit of toasted almonds.
See, I'm not a big fruity dessert guy. I need a bit of chocolate with my dessert. You the same, no?
Yeah.
I like chocolate.
I could do you like a nice little homemade bagel tart thing.
Would that be nice?
Oh, yes. What, as in with
some
icing and the cherry on it. That kind of idea.
Similar.
Aye.
Similar.
You do this every night?
I cook every night, yeah.
Do you?
What's for dinner of the night, Chris?
Aye.
Ragu.
You're coming.
What about this is one question, and I know, but I'm obsessed with macaroni and cheese. You ever make macaroni?
That's Jack's favourite.
He loves mac and cheese.
Do you use a roux? Do you use a roux?
Do you know what a roux is?
I do know what a roux is, yeah. I am a qualified chef.
Oh, you really?
That's my thing. I go out and meet somebody, you'll have to come round for dinner, Chris will cook.
Yeah.
To the point where the man that delivered our son, the midwife man, I said, oh, you're lovely, do you want to come round for your dinner on Tuesday? And he went, yeah.
All right.
So then we got back home. And Chris was like, who's coming for dinner? I went, the midwife man, and his wife's coming.
No, you said his partner, this is a true story, I shit you not, right? So his name's Alan. Uh-huh. I'm not saying his surname, but his name's Alan. And I said, isn't it a funny business to be in, you know, that sort of thing, but a male.
Uh-huh.
You know, but he's really, really good. And I said, just text him who's coming round. And he texts back, Lee. I said, he's gay.
I said, all right.
Oh, he's gay. Okay, no problem. Right. He's bringing Lee, right? So we're gearing up for this. We open the door, and it was a woman that was called Lee.
And Chris was like, hey, we thought you were gay.
Mate, we thought you were gay. And he went... He went, you thought I was gay? I said, yeah, that's fine, mate, no problem. But we're like,
that's your opening line at the door, mate. Yeah. I thought you were gay. Yeah.
But do you know what? It came round, and then you're thinking, you've seen my best bits. It's a bit more awkward when you're not high on gas and air. Then I took it a step further and took him up to, him and his wife up to the Celtic Lounge, and all of the wags were like, why have you brought Alan up here? Because he delivered all the Celtic babies. So they're all like, holding the privacies. And I'm like, it's all right, girls, he's seen them all, you're all right. And one of the wags came up, it might have been Ruby Ledley, and she went, do you think it's odd that there's one guy in here and he's seen 12 or all?
Did you ever ask him what was the best looking one?
Yeah, he said mine.
Before.
Not after. Lisa Haig, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for playing along with Who Are You?
Thank you for having me.
It's been great having you on. And Chris, it's been an absolute pleasure, my man.
No worries. If you do ask me to come back on again, please come and get some air conditioning.
I know, man. I'm sweating gravy here, mate. Come on, look at that.
It's your titties. It's his titties.
Lisa, Chris, thank you for coming in. I look forward to that ragu.
Mm-hmm. It is good. I can't wait. That'll be great. And the kumquats and all.
Cheers, guys. And that's it for the Football Daft Podcast with Ewan and Grado. It's our first show. We've done it. What a great show. We've had the fans on. We've had Chris Commons, former Celtic player, now at Sky Sports. We had his wife on playing the feature. Who are you? You got to smell Lisa Haig.
Perfect.
You got to touch Lisa Haig.
Oh.
And she was good crack.
She was great. She always has been. She's a good laugh.
She's a good laugh. You've known Lisa for a while.
No, I haven't.
First time you met Chris.
Aye, first time I met Chris.
What did you think of him?
Aye, great guy. Great guy. Short.
Not. And he's also invited us round to his house next week for some ragu.
Some ragu, yes.
And what else did he ask? Is he going to make for us?
Kumpot.
It's not a kumpot.
It's a kumpot.
Not a kumpot.
Kumpwa.
No, it's not a cum.
What is
it's
it?
No cum in
Kumpwa.
It. No, it's not a
kumqua.
No, it's not
a pudding.
Right, it's not a kumpot.
Right.
What is it?
I can't remember.
You're close, but it's not cum.
Is it a kumqua?
It's not a kumqua. No. The pot is right.
Aye.
It's not cum. It's not cum. It's not quam. It's...
com.
Com! Well done. Yeah, it's a com pot. So, Chris Commons has promised us ragu and a com pot. Next week at his house.
Well, if he's bringing his daughters in for something deep, man, I'm sure he can bring us in.
So true. If you love what you've heard today or what you've watched today, then don't forget to subscribe. We are on every platform you can imagine, like
YouTube,
Spotify,
Twitter,
Apple Pod,
Facebook,
SoundCloud,
Pirate Bay.
Pirate what?
The dark web.
Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget to subscribe for the Football Daft Podcast with Ewan and Grado.
See you after.
This is 4 Network.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.